choose an envelope. This is the technical difficulties, and we are playing One of These People Is Lying, because one of these people will be. Open your envelopes. Inside two of those envelopes is a fact and a whole explanation of it. That fact is entirely true. Inside the other envelope is a single lie. The fact is completely fictional, and then just a blank card underneath it. One of these three is going to have to convince me that their fact is true. And inside this envelope, I have all the questions that I need to ask. So we will start today with Chris. What is your fact?
There is an app which can alert you to when an artist whose concert you are attending is going to play their new stuff, so you can take a toilet break.
Ooh. Matt, your fact.
Ants count their steps to find their way home.
Ooh. Gary.
Sitting in the sunshine makes men eat more.
Just forces it down their gullet.
It sounds like a public information campaign. Makes men eat more. Keep your man out of the sun.
There is an app, Chris, to let you take a toilet break in concerts.
I don't know why they bolted that bit on. It feels like there is an app that can alert you when your artist set list is going to be, so they play their new stuff was enough.
Do you remember seeing Shaggy?
Yes.
Someone thought that I'd been to see Shaggy, but it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. Shaggy apologised for his new stuff.
He didn't apologise.
Should be apologising for his old stuff, if you ask me.
Where was that?
We were in Stavanger in Norway.
Yeah.
Because
Shaggy in Stavanger.
We weren't trying to.
Which bit? The Stavanger bit or the Shaggy bit?
No, we very specifically went to a gig in Stavanger. But we weren't trying to see Shaggy. It was a gig, possibly even a tour, called We Heart the 90s.
Ah. Yeah.
And it was being headlined by Scooter.
Oh.
And I think there were other 90s bands
as
Too Unlimited and...
Lou Bega.
Oh!
Who came on, did Mambo No. 5 to great acclaim.
Yes.
And then did his other song.
I Got a Girl.
Yes!
I got a girl in London, I got a girl in Rome, I've even got a girl in the Vatican Dome.
Those are indeed the lyrics to Lou Bega's I Got a Girl.
I've seen him perform it live and I don't even know the lyrics.
Rednecks as well.
Oh, God, oh, yes.
Where did they come from?
Sweden.
Where did they go?
Obscurity. Yeah. Oh, no, Stavanger.
Alice DJ, Safri Duo, a few others, but Shaggy was like second on the list. And I just remember him coming on, doing a couple of the big songs. I'm not going to do the accent. And he's like, made a lot of money from those songs, went to Jamaica, smoked a lot of weed. Here's the new stuff. And to be fair to him, the new stuff wasn't bad.
The thing is, Shaggy probably killed a man at least.
He was in the Marines.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
Hey!
Does this app have a name?
Yes, obviously. Setlist.
Ah,
so,
okay. What?
The whole thing about the toilet break feels a bit bolted on as a comment.
Yeah.
I know,
it's a thing people talk about though. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the new one. I'm going to go for a piss. I've seen people say it giggles.
Yeah.
So how's it work? Do people just like send the setlist in? Or?
But I can only assume, because that's got to be super secret before you set off.
Ah, I know how this kind of thing works.
Ooh.
It's the same every night.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah.
With a lot of bands. Yeah. So the person who went to the first night writes it down, and then the people who like to know what's coming. I like to go with no spoilers to a gig. But like carrying the rear end of a car to a gig is just makes no sense.
It's too much.
But but you can look up what's going to be. I've seen people at gigs on their phone looking at a set list just going, oh, they're playing this now. Oh, they're playing this now. I don't want to know.
And basically, that was going to be my guess from what it says here, which is they get hold of the set list, which I assume is just night one,
it's
unless they have super
much,
secret
yeah.
spying. Go through, time it out against, well, I guess, album tracks, and then
that's
leave
the thing.
A bit
I haven't
of
thought of the timing part of it. I haven't seen, like, this has been like forum posts. I've seen
if you want the three hits and then go to the bar, you wait for your 10-minute break based on your timings and then toddle off.
I definitely know this exists for movies. Oh, not necessarily as an app, but just a database. So, like, is there a scene here which isn't relevant to the plot and you can go take a break during? Like, where would the intermission be?
So, like, in Lord of the Rings, it would be the second film.
How long are you pissed, man?
About
6 hours, knowing Peter Jackson.
Matt.
I have no memory of what my fuck
ants.
Is. Ants. Ah.
Ants. They count their steps to find their way home.
They've got a pedometer in them.
Do they have by six or is it always front left?
Oh.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Because, you know, for people, you kind of, one step takes you forwards. For a little ant, the middle legs must fill in a gap and then something catches up. Or
I suppose it doesn't have to consider that because it's never walked with two legs.
No.
Millipede, on the other hand.
Yeah. It needs many pedometers because it can't measure the ones at the back from the front.
It just needs to take its 10,000 steps in a day. And it's just, I'm
just
good.
Moving forward, isn't it?
Yeah, it's moving forward.
Get out of bed.
Yeah.
But that's the point, yeah. I've never considered...
The biomechanics of counting ant steps.
Yeah. Weirdly. It's the kind of thing you think you'd do in junior school, isn't it?
Mm.
But yeah, does like the first one do some and then are they up when the middle ones are moving?
No.
So I don't think it specifies anything about the how. It just says that they have cells in their brains which act like pedometers.
Are they arguing with each other, do you think, all the way along?
So that's the thing. They would normally know where they're going by following a scent trail. If they get far behind and lose the scent trail, they have no one to argue with. So they need to work out a way of getting home. And because they've done that route before, they vaguely know the step count for it and then can do it.
And there'd be little footprints, wouldn't there? All the way home.
Yes. Yeah.
And now you think to yourself, how on earth would the scientists find this out and prove it?
Yeah, you would. That's, yes. How was this discovered, Matt?
Well, then. It'd be nice, wouldn't it, if we knew? But we do! It was on the card. They had a control.
Uh-huh.
And then they had two other groups.
Right.
The control were just normal ants. Mm-hmm. One group, they gave them stilts.
What?
Stilts!
The other group, they shortened their legs.
No!
The group with stilts walked too far. The group with shortened legs walked not far enough.
So this little piggy
walked all the way home.
Yeah.
Matt, I know that's right. So a little behind the scenes information here. The producer, who wrote these questions, like months ago, sent me the list of top lines. And I skimmed them once to check I didn't know any of the facts, and then I forgot all about them. I genuinely have no idea what's on these cards. In the time since then... Ants with stilts has been a question on lateral.
Oh, no!
Somehow two separate producers out of the entire world of facts out there both went for ant stilts.
How?
And that's just come back to him.
No one is asking the right questions here.
How do you get the stilts
on the ants? They're tiny.
Super glue.
Yeah.
But they're moving and tiny.
It doesn't say, like, I can show you the card. Ants have cells in their brains which act like pedometers. Normally, they leave scent trails to find their way home. But in windy environments, the smell can be dispersed. Scientists divided a group of ants into three groups, a control group, one that they made tiny stilts for, and one group who had their legs shortened, and got them to try and find their way back to the nest without a scent trail. The ants on stilts overshot the nest by some distance, and the ants with shorter legs stopped, confused, before they reached home.
There are no real ethical... restrictions on working with insects.
I thought you were going to say ethical ways to chop the legs off an ant.
Well, yeah.
Like animal experimentation, all sorts of regulations. Mm. Insect, no, basically nothing.
I'm still on the how. They're so small. Right, you're going to hold them in tweezers and strap little stilts to their legs?
Yeah.
How tedious a job is that?
A friend of ours has a PhD in fly sex. And
take him to dinner first, obviously.
Some of it involves grabbing the, I think it involves like grabbing the flies with the tweezers to see what's going on. And
I filmed a research thing once where they had to apply individual tracking tags to locusts, like thousands of them, and there's just a load of scientists, including some of the senior researchers, with like foam blocks that take the locust, put it in the foam block so it's stuck there, apply the tracking tag, put it down.
Ants are going to be moving. How do you the tiny moving wiggly thing. No, but their legs are going to be moving all the time when you've got them up.
I know, but if you do that to an ant, they stop moving.
So no, maybe they do that. Sort of splay it out.
I think of the ant. What happened to you today?
Don't bloody ask.
It is full alien abduction, that, isn't it?
It is. Like, yeah.
Gary, sitting in the
sunshine. Hey, I get to play too.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do now. One of these two is lying.
One of us tells the truth.
The other.
Only Brandon always lies. Tries to make the truth sound like a lie.
One of these guards always tells the truth. The other's just a dick. The other tells you whatever will screw you up the most.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, sitting in the sunshine makes men eat more.
Oh yeah, it's the problems because of the eat.
Oh, you... Yes!
I'm assuming this is research from the University of West Cornwall again.
Well, it does actually specify this time.
Barbecue University, Texas.
Oh, there's absolutely going to be a place called Barbecue University.
It's near Bovine University.
Yeah, it is where you go to learn grilling and all this. No, it's gonna be the name for one of the barbecue chains, like employee training thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's like B&Q University.
B&Q University, no.
It is.
Barbecue University.
Wait, no, when you start at the popular British hardware chain B&Q, you are sent to B&Q University.
Are you?
As part of your training. Huh. I mean, it's just a training
school. It's just
school.
A training yeah. school, yes.
But they call it B&Q University.
No, they don't even go for the Q University bit, which I think is the shit. It's B&Q University.
They're doing the joke so badly that it becomes funny and then unfunny again.
Yes, yeah. Well, this is a shop that sells spanners and paint. So, you know, where did you think the yucks were going to come from?
Only spanners and only paint. And never the twain shall meet. You may not paint the spanner.
And you may not spanner the paint.
But I need to spray my paint and all I've got is a spanner.
No!
For over there is the paint stirrer section.
Gary, I'm sitting in the sunshine.
Yes.
I mean, I have some potential questions on my card here.
Yes.
How?
It releases a hormone. It's specifically in men. You'll notice the thing here is makes men eat more.
Huh.
It's a hormone that in women, due to estrogen, it absorbs it, but it doesn't in men, which means that your man gets more hungry sitting in the sun.
I like how you said your man as if you're speaking about a specific person to an Irishman.
Yeah, exactly.
Your man gets more hungry.
I'm using it in the Irish sense of your man over there gets more hungry. That's why I imagine, you know, it's out in the sun. You have a greater preference for drinking and, I suppose, eating as well. Hence why I imagine barbecues are so popular.
I was going to say picnics as well. They always come over catered.
They do.
Everyone brings something.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those studies that didn't survive the replication crisis. Like someone has figured this out. And that replication crisis about 10 years ago, mostly psychology, but a load of other results. You know, the things were like, oh, looking at this word means that people are more likely to do this and drinking a cold drink makes you more likely to.
Mm.
A lot of those, it turns out, did not survive someone else trying the same
experiment. I see.
See, I've thought of a way of kind of working this one out, because if only we could find some kind of person that has been to a picnic before.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now has been to a picnic, but with some estrogen to, you know, soak mm-hmm. up all of the
yeah.
stuff. I think you get people that are like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm possibly mythical. We can't be
yeah,
sure.
We can't
no,
be sure.
No, it's yeah. not the research.
Yeah. Do we know how much the effect was?
4 Ferrero Rocher.
yes, the international
the standard
units.
Unit. That's our unit of hunger.
Yep.
I don't know if you're improvising around nothing or just making up stuff because it's funnier. Is there a number on your card that says, oh, it was actually only 2.5 calories? Or did you just decide to
But that's the SI unit. It's capital F little R.
Ambassador, with this Ferrero Rocher, you are truly scientifically testing our hunger.
300 calories. 4 Ferrero Rocher.
That's it. Like in the National Academy of Sciences in France, there's one of those very specific pyramids of yeah. Ferrero yeah. Rocher. Precisely the unit size.
The meter, the Ferrero Rocher cone, the kilogram.
Well, no, these days it's not defined by the physical Ferrero Rocher.
Because they've melted.
Yeah. It's now defined the oscillations of a certain molecule of chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. Which is why they've now been able to change the recipe of Ferrero Rocher's to fake cheap chocolate.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oddly, one Ferrero Rocher actually only includes 0.56 FR these days because of the chocolate crisis.
The Swiss obviously tried to make a play for the individual pyramid of Toblerone to be the standard units. Yeah. It's an alternative. Yeah. That's metric.
That's called a Tobler 1.
Tobler 1, Tobler 2, Tobler 3.
And the American standard is the same, but just tastes worse.
Yeah. Tastes like because of it's butyric acid.
Is it? Yes. Butyric acid.
Butyric acid.
Stomach acid.
Is why American chocolate tastes like sick.
Yeah.
Because they put actual sick in it.
Basically. The smell of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously Gary that's lying, right?
I don't know. What was Chris's? I've forgotten already.
Chris was the set list.
But then again, like, maybe.
There is one of those for movies.
It's the piss bit.
It's.
it's an app, and it's piss. Who's got a piss app?
He was downplaying.
Have
the
you
piss
got a piss
bit.
App?
Yeah, no, it's your business, actually.
Gary, I think your card is blank again. Is it?
No! It isn't! It is a hormone called ghrelin, which is blocked by estrogen production in women, so it doesn't affect them at all. Sitting in the sunshine caused the men in the study to consume an average an extra 300 calories a day.
300?
Or 4 Ferrero Rocher.
I mean, Gary, normally at this point, I would ask you which of these two you think it is, but I...
It's him!
And I thought I did an absolutely job.
You did a great job.
I read there was a point during that where I was confirming what you were saying. Like, have I just proved that that's the real thing when I said I've seen people using
it? I was like, that's an underwhelming fact. But no, there's no timing in the set list. The set lists are public. But they're not
you can work it out, though.
Yeah. Sort of.
It's the same every night.
I'll be honest.
Everyone plays to a click track these days. They press play at the beginning and it just goes.
When he said about putting stilts on ants coming off their legs so they went internally I went, oh my god, it's him. And then when you went I've read about this, I was thinking he's absolutely done him unintentionally.
I said about three lines. You supported it.
But you did
you it supported
beautifully.
It. You supported
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it feels like the thing that does.
Yeah,
like
I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
There is definitely a setlist website.
Yes, setlist.fm
and there is
the one I've seen.
There is definitely a movie thing that tells you
that
when to take
the same.
When to break. But there is not an app that tells that buzzes and goes, hey, yeah, it's the new
bar,
stuff.
Toilet, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's easy to do these days. Like, if like me, you've got your favorite band who's been going for 35 years.
Yeah.
You go to their tour and then they'll play their new album and I respect that people change musically,
yes.
But unfortunately,
you don't.